Community activists in the Bronx will hold what they're calling a Cop Watch training session this Thursday to teach volunteers how to safely document potentially abusive police behavior in their communities. The training sessions are part of a larger citywide effort aimed at combating the police department's controversial stop and frisk practices, which are currently being challenged in court. Rico Guzman is with the Bronx Defenders and the Justice Committee, organizers of Thursday's Cop Watch training. He spoke with WBAI's Sally O'Brien.
About 8 or 9 of us will get together. We wear T-shirts that symbolize who we are, which basically states our Justice Committee Cop Watch. And we go around and we observe and record police document police activity. So when police are interacting with people on the street, we're right there in groups of 8 or 9 documenting this interaction to ensure that whatever's happening is, one, caught on film, and two, hoping that it will act as a deterrent against any type of abusive policing that the officer at that particular point may want to invoke. Well, we have individuals who are set up as just cameramen. We have people who are set up as the police encounterer. So this person is the one who interacts with the scene at the particular point. Because most of the time, while the person is recording, if an officer is doing something they're not supposed to do, they will attempt to, at that point, stray away the camera person. What are you doing here? You can't do this. It's illegal. I can arrest you for this. So the person, the police interaction person, is the one who actually is the front line, acts as that cushion between the camera person and the actual police officers.
And is it, in fact, illegal to film a police officer, or can it be construed as interfering with police business?
It is not illegal to record and document police activity. Every state is different, and the good thing about New York State is that there is no real limitation on it. So realistically, it is just about being as close as possible to what's going on without interfering with police activity. So that means what we like to do often is get as close as possible. And when the police officers are stating, you guys need to back up because you're interfering with police interactions, what we'll do is that we'll take one step back. So every time they tell us that we're interfering, we state we're just exercising our right to record and document police activity, and we will take one step back.
Why did the organizers at the Justice Committee, and I understand some other organizations as well, feel it was necessary to form Cop Watch and Know Your Rights? What prompted this?
We have a full pledge campaign going on, which is called Communities United for Police Reform. Justice Committee, as well as the Bronx Defenders, are one of 33 organizations under that campaign. And that campaign came about with the concept that just last year, 2011, there were close to 700,000 documented stops and frisks, and only 1.7% of those stops and frisks were anything found. The purpose of stops and frisks are to look for weapons, guns, knives, projectiles, not for any type of contraband, not for anything else. The purpose of it was to get weapons off the street. But now it's just being abused to the point where now they're just doing it as now it comes off more discriminatory because they're going into certain areas and doing it to just certain groups of people. Out of that 700,000, close to 700,000 people that were stopped and frisked, 68% of those individuals were Black and Latino men. That number of close to 700,000 people that were documented stopped and frisked, that's twice the amount of actual Black and Latino men we actually had in the city.
That means that there were a lot of multiple stops of one or two individuals or many more.
Right, and that's the issue. That's the concept of an officer, is to stop someone from engaging into a criminal activity, in the process of a criminal activity, or after the fact of a criminal activity has been done. But if you're stopping someone 8 times out the day, or let's say 3 times out the day, and you're just stopping them to check what's going on and letting them go, then why are you stopping in the first place? Now it just seems that they're just abusing the authority that they can stop people.
What about deaths in police custody. Does Cop Watch address some of those issues? And do you know if it's had any effect on this kind of phenomenon that has been happening in all cities across the country?
One of the things that we do with any footage that we capture, we often try our best to get in contact with the person that was affected, whether it be the person themselves or their family member, and we let them know. We have documentation that you can use if you choose to fight this case or whatever the case may be. So oftentimes when someone has a negative interaction with the police, we have the documentation that they can now use, so they now have some type of foundation to fight back.
Rico Guzman is with the Bronx Defenders. He spoke with WBAI's Sally O'Brien.